Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim, one harmonic call. And we had a beautiful class this past Saturday. If you were there, thank you, thank you, thank you for being there. Much appreciated.
Yes.
And for those of you that missed it, that's all right. Totally fine that you missed it, but we did go over some really cool stuff. Really cool. Great.
Oh, and I yawn. More energy shifting and moving. It was like this like very powerful vortex of energy built, and then there was some incredible an incredible meditation that you led, Kim, with this, like, what I want to say, surprise.
Yeah. It was the time went really fast in that moment. And I know last Friday, was it Friday or Thursday last week, we were talking about time. And it's like when you're in like God's time, spirit time, etheric realm time, like when you're in that time period, there's no concept of time. So everything just flowed beautifully. But it was like the time went by so fast that we're like, dang it, it's already done. But we did talk a lot on, I'm gonna pick on one, a couple same memories that came up that was coming up to be, I don't want to use the word cleared. A lot of times people use this, well, I was clearing the energy off of it, is more transmuting. Or just transmuting energy. Energy cannot be destroyed at all. It's there, but you can transmute the energy of it. You can take anger and you can generate into peace into that anger. So one memory that popped up was, I didn't know this was an issue, honestly, till recently. When I was younger, my sister would braid my hair. And she made my head go down. Like I had to tilt my head upside down, basically. And sit there for like hours, and she like grabbed my hair and like braid it really tight because she had to do some really cool things on my hair. So for a long time, I actually preferred my hair shorter, and I wouldn't really do braids, or if I would do braids or pull it up or anything like that, my head would actually hurt, my scalp would hurt. But so I didn't know for how long, why I didn't want to grow my hair out. In the last couple of years, I've let my hair grow out, and I realized that experience as a child really led me to not want to have my hair long, not want to do braids and stuff like that. I had no, like, that memory popped up during that class. It's like, holy crap.
It was really interesting to watch, because what we were, just give a little context, is we were at that stage describing beliefs and not so much generational beliefs, because it's kind of, you know, take beliefs, generational beliefs, it gets big, it's like whatever. And you were showing how beliefs can be unconscious and not know them, that they're there, and how they have this effect on us. And then we have that same thing happen when things are passed down generationally. And anyway, it was just so, I mean, Kim, quite honestly, it was very entertaining to watch the revelation as you were having this, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, that you weren't doing that or saying that as you were sharing the story, but your face and your energy basically was.
Well, and then like, wow. I can take that belief that I was basically got from my sister, that I interpret that as a negative thing, even though it was really cool what she was doing my hair, but I had pain. Like, I felt physical pain, like her pulling on my hair. I didn't feel pain against her or anger towards her. There was a little bit of frustration because she was making me do things I didn't want to do. Okay.
Well, yeah. Like, and you said like for a couple of hours too. It was like, yeah. I mean,
I was annoyed. I was annoyed.
Yes. Yes.
But this experience, I didn't realize how impactful it was. Now I could have taken that experience and I could have handed it down to my child and be like, well, I don't want to braid your hair, because in my mind, that created pain in the past. Now, subconsciously, I wasn't like thinking that in my forefront, this is the reason why I don't want to braid your hair, because I didn't want to cause pain in my child. So then that could be like literally turned into a generational belief then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could have passed that down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crazy how fast those little things work, and then they throw them down to the next person.
Yep.
I'm going to pick on another one of our ladies that joined us. She had one child who had, say, a peanut allergy, and the other child did not, like testing-wise, did not show up at all for peanut allergy, but the child was saying, I have one, and the mom's like, just, you know, stop saying it, and she's like, no, I have one, I have one, and all of a sudden, just like that, she developed a peanut allergy out of the blue, and they went retest her, and sure enough, it was tested positive. That beliefs can be so strong that it can alter your DNA. It can alter your chemical reactions in your body to actually create a physical issue. That's how strong our beliefs are.
Yes, and that, beliefs create what we call our reality, our experience. Yeah. And when you had started this, Kim, you said about transmuting energy. One of the yes. more interesting things I heard recently about that is the air on Earth and the sun we look at is the same air and the same sun that the dinosaurs experienced.
Yep.
Right? And then you go, but the dinosaurs aren't here. Well, because the energy has, the energy of Earth is here, but it has transmuted and changed. And then what's experienced here as reality has also changed. Basically, we're doing that same thing with these beliefs. And when we like, bring whatever you want to call it, shine a light on it, bring awareness to it, do whatever we want. Kim's process of realizing the writing. That's when we can shift it and adjust it and basically, you know, start creating something different if we want. We become the director who says, I don't want this any longer. I would like this.
Yeah. It's really fun in that class to hear people's different experiences. They're like, awakened moments as to realizing what they were passed down, what they were given by their ancestors that didn't realize was impacting them in a good or bad way. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, just how it was impacting them. And then does that serve them right now? Does that feel good for them right now? Or is it okay to transmute it into a different energy? And is something that is positive for them?
And they were having, we were all having ahas about ourselves. People were also having ahas about other people in their lives. They were starting to see things differently and understand, oh, this is why this, you know, person in their life, something was going on. Like, ah. And I mean, I don't know about you, Kim, but those were results I wasn't necessarily anticipating. I wasn't like holding out for one thing or another, but I was just fascinated by like, wow, I never saw that come in. Like someone would shift their perspective about, you know, family members based on generational beliefs. Like, and it, you know, beliefs are, they have a lot of effect on us. And we tend to just, like you said, move past them, you know, hair braiding, pass that on, move past it. And, you know, we do that day after day after day. And we are minimizing in a lot of ways this thing that is so powerful in affecting our day-to-day experience and also so malleable. We can change and adjust that. We have a lot of, you want to call it control. We have a lot of creative input about what beliefs get in our heads and get to stay there. Kim moved one out about braiding.
Yep. Yeah. It would, yeah, there were so many. I'm just kind of in awe when I reflect back on how impactful the class was, even though in that moment, it didn't necessarily feel that way in the moment. We had our ahas, but it was Sunday and even today, the energy that's moving and transforming from that class alone, the movement has been very impactful.
Mm-hmm. It has been. And why we coming into this, podcast today, we were looking for the topic as we usually do, and the class came up, and we don't, you know, want to necessarily go too far in depth into the class stuff because it was the class, but we know that there's a theme going on about this movement this shifting of beliefs, this transmutation of energy into things that serve us in a more like loving, I don't know, if mindful, is that the word? That's a good word.
Mindful, yeah. And kind, and kindful.
Yeah, kindful. Yeah.
Kind to ourselves, kind to other people.
So we know full well, yeah. If you weren't in class, this information is coming to you whatever way you need it. If it's not, ask for it, it'll show up. There's so much shifting and changing right now around beliefs and how people see things and ways that we've put our focus onto the opposite of kind. Not of kind of things that harm us, that hurt us, that, you know, yes, injure us, so on. And we're really being called to shift those and not have our head held down for a couple hours while someone else braids it.
Yeah, exactly.
Picking on your sister.
Yeah, it's crazy how we all had this random stuff pop up, like out of the blue. And that's what I want everybody to realize, to even today or the next few days, or even might have started this weekend for you. Those random memories, those random thoughts. Like, don't give them too much weight. Just, it's kind of the aha moment.
Yep.
And like, okay, well, I'm transmitting this energy. Cool. Thank you.
Yep. And so in a way, the transmuting, you know, just to give another perspective on that is, you know, when you transmute something, it's like something collapses and something else takes its place. Again, Earth once had dinosaurs, and dinosaurs are gone, and something else took its place. That's a really big thing. We're talking small in our own lives, but you just look at them and go, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, I don't need that anymore. And even that, and that energy can then collapse. Really, really beautiful to then add in what you would like. You don't, you know, again, a very light, kind touch. I would like this. And then that's it.
Very beautiful.
Oh. Well, thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
And thank you again to all of our students and their participation in creating such a beautiful class and beautiful energy that is still moving.
Yeah. Our next class, if you were like wondering, what the heck? When's the next class going to be? It's going to be the third Saturday in October. So I don't remember the exact date off the top of my head. What is that?
I believe it's October 18th.
18th? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
So that will be the next class. These are all individual classes, by the way. They are not tied into each other. We have not come up with a topic yet because your energy has not given us the topic yet. So if you have some ideas of what you would like, please send it over to us. If you're like, I want to be part of that class. These are in person, but
in Monticello.
We're open. Yep. We are open to hearing, what your ideas are too. But otherwise, when it comes closer, intuitively, we tap in to what we need to see, hear, feel, experience in that moment, and then we'll come up with the topic. But block off October 18th.
Save the date.
Yep.
Ooh, on again. Oh,
great job, everyone, today. Moving the energy.
Moving the energy. That's right. Yes. Thanks again, Kim.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, until next time.